Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Janine Dixon, the Educational Outreach Coordinator here at the Center for Science and Culture. Recently, talk radio host Michael Medved was gracious and eloquent in explaining the work we do at the Center for Science and Culture. He asked listeners to make their tax-deductible year-end contributions accordingly.
A great Christmas present for anyone on your list would be a contribution in someone's honor to the Center for Science and Culture of Discovery Institute. And anyone who gives $150 or more to Discovery Institute will have a beautiful gift edition of the magnificent new documentary. It is a nature documentary, kind of thing that would make Walt Disney proud, except no scientific questions about this one. This is very handsomely mounted and very carefully photographed and edited. It is called Flight, the Genius of Birds. And it actually asks some of the questions about the mysteries of these birds that have remarkably sophisticated functioning, and not just in terms of their flight.
Some of you may be considering giving a gift to your college alma mater, yet many of those same colleges and universities have contributed to the persecution of pro-ID scientists. There's a better way to direct gifts to the cause of educating future generations. That's by supporting the Center for Science and Culture. Any amount helps, but as Michael said, a $150 gift will get you a free DVD of Flight, the Genius of Birds. Please help us by going to intelligentdesign.org and making a year-end donation. That's www.intelligentdesign.org. Thank you, and now back to the podcast.
Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. More evidence of scientism as religion. As shown in our recent documentary, C.S. Lewis and the Case Against Scientism, which can be viewed at cslewisweb.com, Lewis compared science to magic in three ways. 1, science is religion. 2, science is credulity. And 3, science is power. In the film, Discovery Institute's Dr. John West explains that for many people, science, or scientism, serves as a quasi-religion. It gives their lives meaning. Evolution in particular provides an overarching cosmic vision that many find satisfying, a view of something larger than their experience, the birth and ultimate fate of the universe, with mankind struggling against natural odds in its rise to dominance. To further illustrate, here are a few recent cases from science news of evolutionary thinking serving in the role of religious faith. Science provides the big picture. Space.com published a feature by Roger Briggs, author of Journey to Civilization, The Science of How We Got Here, called Big Bang to Civilization, 10 Amazing Origin Events. Briggs depicts a coherent origin story for humanity, offering a grand tour of science. His slideshow takes the reader through the big flash that started the universe, through the origin of stars, planets, life, man, and the great leap forward to modern humanity and civilization, with heroic life overcoming cosmic odds all along the way. What about where science provides a unified story and a mission for life? Science Magazine reviewed Manfred Eigen's new book, From Strange Simplicity to Complex Familiarity, A Treatise on Matter, Information, Life, and Thought. Reviewer Arne Trolson sensed Eigen's elation and enthusiasm for science in his attempt to unify all of reality by the natural law of evolution. Eigen distinguishes science from religion, but still seems to be doing religion in the book. He sees science as a cooperative endeavor of humans that tries to unravel the laws of nature, Trolson writes. Like evolution, it never comes to a halt, and we will always find more to explore by adapting to what is there. How about when science provides access to the ineffable? Science Magazine also reviewed a new anthology edited by Charles Lineweaver, Paul Davies, and Michael Ruse, called Complexity and the Arrow of Time. Among the contributors are Stuart Kaufman, Simon Conway Morris, and other philosophers. Reviewer Daniel McShay was impatient with the quasi-religious tone of some of the chapters that treat the word complexity as, quote, a placeholder for the ineffable, the quasi-mystical, the truly awesome, end quote. Science explains human nature. In the Harvard Gazette, Peter Ruhle argues that uniquely human geometric skills can be traced to evolution. Our intuitive ability to recognize and understand geometric shapes and their relationships, quote, may lie deep in our evolutionary history, end quote, taking us to a higher plane than the other animals. In another article, Ruhle writes about deep pragmatism as a source of morality. Pragmatism early humans learned as they explored the complex relationships emerging from bigger brains provided by evolution. Science tells the story of civilization. The National Institute for Mathematical and Biological Synthesis justifies its existence with an article on its website titled Math Explains History. Simulation accurately captures the evolution of ancient complex societies. Here, scientists deliver the prophetic word to the people. Quote, the question of how human societies evolve from small groups to the huge, anonymous, and complex societies of today has been answered mathematically, accurately matching the historical record on the emergence of complex states in the ancient world. End quote. In particular, quote, intense warfare is the evolutionary driver of large, complex societies. End quote. Science provides guidance for ethics and morality and relationships. In another Space.com article, Miriam Kramer discusses extraterrestrial etiquette. How should humanity interact with alien life? The article is illustrated with a scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, remembered for its childlike awe at the prospect of contact, its vision quest for the contact site pursued with missionary zeal. Kramer describes several non-governmental organizations that are pursuing standards for ethical contact with beings that may not exist. Science provides theodicy. Evolutionary explanations for apparent evil are not wanting. On Telegram.com, Lane Itali interviewed Yale developmental psychologist Paul Bloom about his book, Just Babies, The Origins of Good and Evil. Bloom sweeps away religious notions of original sin or innate goodness with his own evolutionary version. Babies are innately both sinful and good. The evolutionary psychologist is now the counselor, explaining why we do what we do. In conclusion, it should be apparent that such claims made in the name of science go far beyond the evidence. The feeling you get reading these optimistic articles uncritically is one of awe, of deep significance beyond experience. Satisfaction in finding access to a unified picture on what who hang individual experience and give it meaning. Evolutionary science, to its adherents, delivers all the goods traditionally provided by religion. It has even surpassed religion as the creation myth of our time. The remainder of the Lewis documentary discusses how Lewis also viewed science as credulity and science as power. John West remarks that Lewis' comparisons of science to magic is very perceptive. Indeed so. A powerful, credulous science acting as a quasi-religion can become very dangerous. It must be reminded of its limitations and kept on the leash of evidence. I'm Robert Crowther, the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.